Recording with the family in mind, 3, 2, 1. There's a high price to pay financially and emotionally when someone dies. With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. My father died 6 months after my mother, just a few days before Christmas. It was a devastating and emotionally demanding period in my life. I thought I had given myself enough time to grieve. It was the 1st of February. My parents' ashes finally had been buried at Arlington National Cemetery. The date and time of burial are selected and assigned by Arlington. So it was a month and a few days after my dad's death that my parents' ceremony actually took place. I decided to begin addressing issues related to their estates. I always advise people to make a call regarding settling an estate or other financial situations that are part of the business of death and dying only when you are having a good day, because if you're in a fragile state of mind, you may be unknowingly bullied. I was. I thought I was in a good frame of mind. I called the Social Security Administration, and I was on the phone for a long time that day, being referred from one clerk to another. Finally, I found myself on the line with an abrupt woman. She had a terse tone. My parents had raised me to be a polite person, and despite this woman's crassness, I calmly introduced myself and explained that I was calling as a result of my parents' deaths. I barely finished my sentence when she gruffly said, "What was the date of her death?" I provided that date. I told the woman that I lost my father 6 months later. "I need more information on your mother," she said with no emotion. I felt myself beginning to crumble. According to her record, she told me, my father pre-deceased my mother. What? This story didn't get better. I'll share the rest in my next report. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris, with a family in mind.